We're holding some Kufpeg Beis, Sif Hei. Im Hichzer Yayin Shal Kois Pogam L'Kanka. You poured back this Yayin of the, you had a Kois which is Pogam, you poured it back into the container. A Yayin Shal B'Kanka is Kosher, Mishum the Kama Kama Bottle. As it, since the wine in the Kanka predominantly is not Pogam, so as the wine which is Pogam comes back into it, you say each part, each little as it comes in is bottled into the larger predominant amount, which is not in pogum. Chav saying kosher. Davke b'diavad. Avachachila osel asis ken. You shouldn't do that. L'chein noigem l'hoitzav lo mitchila ma'at mi'akan kan b'zem mesukin. What you do is first pour some wine from the kankan into the kois pogum, making it not pogum anymore. Then you pour it back into the container. Then you can use it for bracha purposes. The kama kama bottle without shiur a yain shemekan can use it for yain shemekoyis. So you only say kama kama bottle if the majority of the wine in the kankan is more than the wine in the kois. Now, really, in the din of kama kama bottle, if the person would actually stop the flow as he pours it in. Pour a little bit, it's bottle. Pour a little more, it's bottle. So even though the kois ended up being larger than the kankan, by the time you finish, the kankan is more than the kois. And it's bottle. But since over here there was a continuous flow, so even though we're saying that we deal with it as being independent, not as one long flow, which there is a halacha which says if you do that, so take a look at the Sharon Tzion and Chof Hei. He really points this out. Okay, now he says, the Taz says that you only say kama kama bottle is each time you pour a little bit and you stop, you pour a little more and you stop, etc. So I didn't quote that. Why? The Rabbi goes to the other extreme. That I feel like miut mayim or yayim. So over here it's one continuous flow. So Magen Rama says that really should undermine your kama kama bottle. But the answer is that since the wine in the bottle is a majority, see, even if you pour it all at one time, you're still pouring from the miyut into the rive. So the rive is mavato the miyut. It says as opposed to the miyut undermining the rive. And saying now the whole thing is pogo, which is what the Taz argues. It just says that you pour it a little bit at a time, that becomes both in the majority. Vav, Yechel Masakin Kreis Pogo, Mayadesh Yosifa Mat Yayan, Fel Yadesh Yosifa Love Mayim Masakin, Miskon. You can add a little bit of wine to the Kreis, it's no longer pogo. You can add a little bit of water to the Kreis, it's no longer pogo. It's not an intrinsic issue. It's just the fact that there's an element of being degraded by the fact that something drank from it. Therefore, so you add new fresh wine, that corrects it. This halacha, you can add water, is only if the wine is strong enough that when you add water, it doesn't become diluted and lose the status of wine. Any drink that you would add would really address that. So that's miskana corrects it. However, water which is pogum itself can't fix up the wine which is pogum. According to the opinion which we had before, that at the end of Sif Gimel, that mayim can become pogum, so it can't fix the wine which is pogum either. If you don't have a way to fix it, and that's all you have, you would bench, better to bench on a kois pogum than not to bench on a kois at all. You don't have any other wine, you don't have anything to fix this wine. I could have argued, I could have thought, incorrectly so, could have thought that using a curse pogam is an insult, so it's better not to bench with a curse at all than to use a curse which is insulting to the bracha. Kamash malon, the pogam urak lechatchila im yochel lizor b'zeh v'lo mitlikuba. Pogam is a preference, it's not a market. Okay. In the case where all you have is wine, which is pogam, that's all you have available. So if you have a smaller cup which holds a full revius, you should pour from the larger one into this smaller cup. Since this wasn't the case where which you drank from, so you saw before that some people argue that that can be a tikkun, and the begima, it's not the same thing. They put in a little bit of crumb of wine, of bread. That helps for raising the level for the din of mole, but it doesn't help for begima. But if it's not pogum, the only issue is that it's not full. You have a revius. The only problem is, I have a revius. The problem is what I need. It's not right to use not a full cup. So there, you can even put something which is not liquid in there and cause the level to rise, and that's sufficient. Okay. But if you have a lot of crumbs of bread in the thing, it just the whole thing becomes mius. We'll see the opposite, that if you have a cup which you use during the meal and some crumbs got into the cup, so one of the dinim of the curse of benching is you should clean out the cup from all the pirei pas. So how can we say you should put in pirei pas? Okay. You have to wash it inside it out. It's referred to in halacha as the process of washing it inside is called hadacha, washing it outside is called shtifa. V'im hunaki v'im b'per shurei kaisus and tzarich. But if the kais is clean, so there's nothing got into the cup. So meeker, then you don't have to. Is that the mishnah berurah? Tel hadacha. But what then? Im kinuchem v'apachim hunaki v'shari. Even if you didn't use water to wash it, you just wiped it out with a towel, but to the point that it looks clean, that's sufficient. Shirikosis, shiriyayin, shisharbapas. So what shirikosis? They would dip the bread into the wine, and so some crumbs would dissolve off of the bread into the wine, so it ended up being like mias, a mixture, so that's what you have to wash it out from. But if you don't have that, and it's sir, you don't have to wash it out. But gimel, but it is preferred even in that situation to wash it unless it's mamish. It's mamish clean. So, for example, if you put it away clean, you take it out. Even though right now you didn't wash it, but right, it's clean. It's intrinsically clean in that situation. So there's no need to wash it again. At least I'll be aloha. Sif Beis, Yitzan Yayin L'Secha Chai. So the way the Gemara recommends to do it is they would have to, their wine was very strong, and they would have to add water to make it more drinkable. That's called Mezigo. Till you add the water, it's referred to as Yayin Chai, raw wine. So the correct way of doing the process, Mechaber says, and this is a Gemara, you put the wine into the cup when it's without having added water. It's still raw wine. So, and you bench the first kais and yayin chai. Then you get to the second bracha is referred to as the birchas ha'aretz. And that's when you add the water. So beginning of Nodel L'chot, you add the water. Shevach Oritz, because this wine represents one of the great things that the Oritz produces. You want it to be in a way which people would find it enjoyable. So if you don't have any water, people don't find it enjoyable. But on the other hand, if the yain is not so strong, so you do not need that water, because it's drinkable as is. We don't add water around these parts. Okay, new point. When you draw the wine from the container, from the large container, the person should do the same bracha. So that means that it's not just your intent. The point is it should be nicker. You're doing another purpose, which means leave it in the large container and right before you're ready to bench, you draw it out of this big barrel and then bring it to the table for benching. So it's clear that you took it from the barrel for the purpose of benching. Okay. Now, there's the Dan Shein Lono Harbi Yain, and Sark Rach Lashofkam in a Kantkan, Shasherman Boy Yain Lashem Bracha. You don't have to go back to the original Pachavis, but we don't necessarily have a Chavis. It's more common for us to have just a smaller container. As opposed to the large storage container, we have a smaller container of a pitcher. So you should pour it out from the pitcher, again, the Shem Bracha, which means immediately prior to benching. It should be totally full. So chai means raw, pure, commercial. Shehu b'lim adzig. You haven't added any water to mix it with anything else. Even though it's not really drinkable as is, they would bench on that and they would add water by birchas oritz. The birchas oritz, perish mitzkilas birchas oritz. When you start under the chuppah. Why the show shavach oritz? Shayeinu chazak. We show that the wine is very strong, that it produces very strong wine. Just start the mosque in my mind. So adding the water now shows the chashivas to the wine. They would add water, a small amount of water, even though the wine was not so strong. You don't want to dilute it too much, but you add a little bit of water. Came on to her mother, and Mos said that our wine is not so strong. Then to the end of the circle, the because it's ready to be used as is. So the first opinion is saying, even when it's not, or at least the Bezis is quoting, even if it's yain is not strong, they would be moizig. The Ramah is saying that that's not true. The minute where the Ramah was, when the place where the yain wasn't so strong, there was no need to be moizig it. Now you should take it out of the chob as a shem bracha, kes. And if you're tiyanim b'samach l'bracha, min a chob as a shem bracha, you should remove it from the barrel immediately before your bench, for the purpose of using it for benching. We don't want to take it out earlier and let it sit in just a container waiting for usage. But this is all talking about the extremely preferred way to do something. Okay. So tell me the Shartzian, what's this all about? Why is it Mitzvah Mokher? Okay, lots is called a perushim. The Loshin Chai. We want everybody who uses the word Chai to be all the different explanations to be fulfilled. Shiye Shapir Sasuas Luthas. Shapir Shachai Manshan Karam the Loshin Laz Frish. The point is it has to be wine which is fresh. It just came out of the barrel now. It's ready to roll. So that's the freshness element, the Hino Samakh Lubrach, which would mean right before your bench. Now, it's a verse of cut and test. So you should fill it up totally. I'll call Gilosev. After Ruggle, you spoke South Sayyidi Zelors, even though by filling it so high, sometimes some will spill over. So you're wasting the wine. Oh, that doesn't bother us. But we Shema Malin is so Kokach, times that some do not want to waste the wine. Therefore, they don't fill it up that high. It can have its status of mole even without having this very high meniscus that it's going to fall over, etc. fine. The molly who rock them until chatchilah ain't a ma'akev. The molly is not ma'akev. Achim yesh hayayin shiravias. As long as you have a ravias, that's what's ma'akev. Because something similar to shanal mishpuras a cotton and bays ayin shal. Okay. Sif Gimel. Sarah Lacher Kais Sholem. The cup itself should be a complete cup. Yud Lacher, Beloshin Zemashal, Durach Lechatkilo, Ain Ikubidor. This dinner, you should get a Kais Sholem. It's not Ma'akiv. You need to go look for one. You know, if you find one, good. If you don't find one, okay, also good. Sholem. There shouldn't be any break in the case itself. You shouldn't have any nicks in the rim. Even if it's a minimal amount. In case there had a crack, even though there's nothing missing at all, so it's sholem, that's also called not sholem. Okay. The curse is totally sholim, but the pedestal part, the leg part, the boss is the foundation part, but it's broken. Even though it's still able to stand as such, but so part of it's broken off, but it's still enough that it's able to stand properly without support. But still, it's not. Curse of not sholem is not a proper curse to use. Once this curse does have this stand part of it attached to it, it has the bottom, so you cannot ignore it. And if it's missing, the curse is not sholem. If nothing, you have another cup to use, so use this cup. Kisei kelim afshal nas the kabbalah gam kenin lahak b'dimein loyach. So that you have a top for a pot, a small pot. You have no keli to put the kais shabruch of the mosin in. So you say, you know what, I have an idea. He takes off the top of the pot, turns it over, and puts a small pot. So the top looks, in some ways, looks more like a small cup. He fills it up with wine, benches on it. Okay, and that's all you have. Even though they weren't made for Kabbalah, they weren't made to hold. So if you have nothing else, you should use that. Stop. Kasim Amagan Avraham B'Shem Abach. If you don't know, this is where he deals with some of the halachas of decorum during benching. Here's one of the places. Yorsham Leibach B'Mitznefis Rak Yosim Akeva Al Roshoy. He shouldn't just use like a yarmulke, some type of a wrap around the head, a covering. But rather, he should put a full hat on top, his head when he benches. He should wear their jacket, their outermost garment. Doesn't mean a coat. It means what a person would wear inside. One of the things Mora says you need because of bracha is itu. A person should wrap himself. These go both of these go into that category. And nowadays, as a matter of fact, even if we bench individually, a person the minute was ready to wear a hat. The Mora says it. Julie enough, the Mora says this halacha in the context of the Kaisha Berchus Mazon. The Mora says that one of the things the Kaisha Berchus Mazon requires is Yitzuf. So I'm putting on the jacket not because of the benching, I'm putting on the jacket because of the kashal bracha. Right, and that's what Mishnah Berurah is adding. So even if we don't have a kais, nowadays we're knowing to put the kaiva on, even if we don't have a kais. So we're not doing it now because of the covenant of the kashal, we're doing it now because of the covenant of benching, which we would assume that was the most important, more important thing the whole time. Okay. Fine. So the person's taking the kash shavuach as a mazon. So the mechaber says this is a gemara. Mekabel b'shtei yadav. So the person the kash is given to him. He uses both hands to accept it. To show how excited you are to get the item, you want to use both of your hands to take it. So you're excited to get this kash shavuacha. It's covered for the kash. Not let me say But once you start venturing, it should be only in your right hand, and you should not be supporting it with the left hand, or helping with the left hand. I got about a left hand, I have a small because I will not know soon how small tachos the yamin, the saya mutter. So if he's holding it in his right hand, the left hand is holding the kois, so that's not correct. The left hand is supporting his right hand, or you know some way of that sort. He's giving extra support to the right hand underneath. Notice of small, but tachos the yamin, the saya mutter. You raise it up at least a tefach. So you raise it up at least a tefach off of the ground if you sit on the ground, or off of the table if you sit at the table. Is the person who's benching should look at the wine, look at the kais, and that will help him remember to stay focused and help him see it does not get distracted. Hagav al kain ain loichim kais shapiv sar shakarn gluk glaz levar chalav. Therefore, you don't use a thin a container which has a thin neck because you can't see the wine. And the goal over here is you see it nice and made up. Okay, first and benched already, and he's leading the benching, and he said a bracha afterwards, very picked off. So, Meshagal Ishta, he should send it off. The first thing he should send it off to his wife. Shetishta, the wife should drink from it. Okay. Sip your base. Sip cutting your base. The Kabbalah Sayyadov. Why do we have to use both hands to accept it? Kelharis Kavivis Kabbalah Sakos Allah, that how excited he is to accept the kos. If you hold both hands constantly, looks like you're saying it's very hard to hold. And it's something you're excited about, it's not hard, so hard to hold. Okay. Okay. So you hold the right hand. Shlatiga, the left hand shouldn't be touching the kais. Hano, I feel im irtza lecha za kais biyad dimino bemsa a kais. Biyad smelo yechazena mitachlo. So you hold it on the side with the right hand and underneath from the left hand? No. The side, you don't want it even there to help. Pirish a kais munach al kaf yamin. Rest of a small mitachas. Pirsha kais munach al kaf yamin. Nice and a small mitachas. Mitachas. Mitachtov. Okay. Litzvach yad yamin. So the right hand is holding the kais, and the left hand is just supporting the right hand. So that's fine. Mutter kim shen on the gave a kais. As long as it doesn't kais. Chadu kasa tayish tachmar bezeh. Mother tzarach. Even that you really shouldn't do unless it's necessary. Okay. You want to put the kais on the palm of the hand and raise all five fingers pointing upwards around the kais. So something along, you would do this. It's not as easy as... your person should not be wearing gloves, not even accept the kais when he wearing gloves, he should take the gloves off before he accepts the kais. Via tefa, kishen yira, because the cholam asumen, he's talking about everybody should see it. So you raise it up a tefa, that should be visible. Gemara masuk le'akra, the same question Shua says so. And the Gemara says that's the hint in the pasuk of Kesher Shua says so. Okay. After you, you should look into the kais. Shall I say a dietary minute bracha? That's where you stay focused on saying the bracha. Okay, in ein loichin. What's it going on? You don't take a thin necked container. Ein loichin shall yuchlo li stak of a mashu b'soich, because you can't look inside. You're supposed to look at the kais. Okay, in the kickshaw zed, the kodesh gemara mashu b'soich, and this ain't a boy. And about kais, a little bit mashu b'soich. Okay, in the hakav zed, imeinu yachol hasing b'kav kliyachar. You're not supposed to look at the wine, you're supposed to look at the kais. The fact that it has a narrow neck doesn't prevent you from looking at the kais. Meshagal nisha, then you send it to your wife. Shayidei kais shabracha mizmerecha zayisha. The kais shabracha brings the woman blessing. Filo ochlo hayishim, even though she was not joined them, she should still receive kais shabracha. Yeshayar aruchim etzloi. Yitin gam lehem nita mea kais shabracha. You should allow them to also partake. If the guest was the one who was leading benching, and he was the one who was barking the curse, so you think the balabais is just because of bracha. Today she's barking balabais. You want the balabais to get the benefit of kasha bracha as well, and therefore you should. The reyach who's benching will give to the balabais to drink as well. Fine. So what do we have over here? We have you put it in chai. See, these are dochem if they're shivim lechutz. That's two. You put the chai in as three. Then we said shivim sholim is four. You have the sheyolim is five. Then you switch it to one hand is six. You might be a tefach is seven, and your nashe anybody is eight. You send that to your wife is nine, and we're missing something. There's ten halachas. Okay, I'm not sure what about the, I remember what the number ten is. Sif, hey, yesh v'shar mashim b'vorach achar iter belaz min sinu. A lefty, he should hold it in his, in what we call the left hand, which for him is his stronger hand. For him, that's his yamin. If a person is ambidextrous, then he would give the preference to the standard right. All these are not just the mitzvah of the chachil. So the idea is covenant of the bracha. So for this person, his stronger hand is his right hand. That's the hand you want to hold it in. You hold it in the hand which is more chashav. For him, that's the more chashav hand. Vav, this is an interesting question over here. What happened over here exactly? Why is halacha not kept properly? Mishanasa lekayis levorach lo yisecha mevorach. Once the person is given the cup to for benching purposes, he should not do anything other than start benching. He cannot talk about any other topic. Once the mavorach starts, the mesubin, those which are gathered there, should not speak. While he's benching, if they've been yurts with him, but obviously they have to listen. But if they're between brachas, so if he's pausing over there for a moment, you should be able to speak. No, you can't speak. Yotzu. If they would speak then, but he haven't. If they're speaking while the Mavorach is benching, and the Yotzu with the Mavorach, and they're speaking while he's talking, so they're not hearing what he's saying. But they only spoke during a pause. But he haven't. And it was Bein Bracha LeBracha, Bein Bracha LeBracha LeYotzu. Even if the Mavorach himself spoke then, but if they're going to talk while he's benching, so they didn't hear what he said. So therefore, they're not going to be Yotze. Okay. We'll just start to Mishnah Berurah. So how long do you have to be quiet? From the time the person receives the kohes to bench until after benching he drinks. So this is where I don't understand. I've seen
people just start schmoozing.
Yeah, I don't. Fine. So the other people there, they have to stop talking when he starts benching, not when he picks up the kohes. However, some disagreements hold even by the other mesubin. As soon as the mavorach picks up the kohes, silence. So now they can't talk during benching. Because, so for sure, when he's benching, they need to listen. Certainly, the Mavorach Moitzi Yosef B'Ruchas HaMozen. If they're doing it, that the Mavorach is saying out loud and they're just listening, they can't be talking then because they have to be Yotze with what he's saying. And Lo Yishma Lo Yetzu, if they don't hear, they're not going to be Yotze. But even if that's true, and even between Bracha LeBracha and LeMasiach, Kim Shemei Kohenu, Rehim Kim Mavorach Atzmai. It's the same when the Mavorach can't talk during that point in time. Shemei Kohen is that they're holding him to the benching, so they can't talk. Then he said, "Afilu." If they did speak, Bein Bracha LeBracha, so they're Yotze B'Diyah, but the same thing is true. If the Mavorach himself spoke over there, Philo. So since it's between brachas, there's no place to go back to, so the brachas are still valid. Now, this is all talking about that the person did not, but he forgot, or by mistake he spoke. Magaram says if a person intentionally spoke, know the results, or you know he shouldn't do it, and he did it anyway, give him a kenas, he has to go back to the beginning of benching. So that's the Magaram opinion, Magan Avram's opinion. Other person disagree with the din of the Magen Avraham. They hold that maybe that's not true. Even Sichah B'Meizid, if it's been Bracha LeBracha, you don't have to go back. It's machloikas, so the b'di'evit you can't bench again, but could be you're not there, so don't, please don't get involved in doing it, because we have no really answer to solve it if you do. There's a big pause, and that pause is large enough that it constitutes a hafzik in the benching. Why? Because it was long enough to have completed the full benching from beginning to end. If that's how long the interruption is, feel they saw clubbing. Even though they did not talk, some say you have to go back to the beginning because the interruption itself was a problem. But if a person voluntarily chooses not to speak, that's not, we don't give him a kanas. But if a person is in a situation which he's forced, so this situation is clearly absent. Because he's not allowed to speak, as opposed to that he's, required or not required. But he's not allowed to speak. So that's clearly, so he can't bench. during the time, because there's sayer there, whatever it is. So that's if that interruption is long enough, mitzkila bat soif. So even though it was due to an oinus, but that's exactly why it's a problem. We didn't count. To go back to the beginning is not so poshut. During a bracha, they would have such a long interruption. We should go back to the beginning of that bracha, not the beginning of benching. So he's basically from a Korea in a certain sense, not like that. Okay. Let's hold it here. We have one more Rashi to do on the Sif. Listen, tomorrow night will be regular. Okay.